What are you doing?
I was peeing.
Oh, you were?
Huh?
Well, hey, are we going to do a podcast episode?
I guess.
All right, well, let's go.
Okay.
All right, bye. Somebody will email me for some reason. All right, welcome everybody to the show today. We're coming live right now, but later on to you, if that makes any sense, from the Daddy Digest studio, the Fortress of Datitude, a.k.a. the man shelter. I need a cot in here in case you ever get mad. So how is everyone? This is Ryan, joining you once again this week with my cohort and co-host, Crystal. Say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right, we're back again. Got a lot of emails expressing how you were excited that she was on the show and how you wish that I'd just leave and it'd be like Mommy Digest and stuff like that. So, that's what we're going to do today. I'll see y'all later, and Crystal's going to take over.
Not.
No? Okay. Should have seen her face. No, not. Not. So what's going on with you?
I'm checking emails.
Checking emails. All right, in her little corner over here. I don't know. So, So this is coming out a week later than normal. We had I had a week off. It was a staycation. We didn't really do much. We got a lot of stuff done, family-wise. But we didn't go anywhere, really. So, that's just about it. So we had some emails and some comments. I'm just gonna read one right now from Moonlight. He said, "I enjoyed the cast. You two work well together." I'm just reading this to show her that people actually listen to it and think that she did an okay job, like a good job. So I hope that's the case, being married and all. But I digress. I'm glad she decided to be a guest on the show. Hope she comes back from time to time. I hope you took her out to eat to show your appreciation. Good show, buddy. And that was from Moonlight back on June 26th. So, there, see, at least somebody said you did an excellent job. Are you excited about that?
I am. I'm excited.
All right. Tell me about what's going on in your world. What's going on in your world? What's happening with you? You were trying to go to Blogger, which...
Oh, hush.
Which is...
Hush.
This is a big old thing. this is a big thing that all the mothers, the mommy bloggers of the blogosphere and the blogiverse do.
Yeah, I'm not that good, though.
And it's Blogger. Blogher. And she couldn't get tickets, and she can't get her crap together in time to be able to go.
I have like 2 weeks.
I was going to do this huge campaign and get all these people to send you there for free. They should do that. They should really sponsor people and stuff. Like, to... She's laughing because that's what people do. We're reading all this stuff, like all these chicks get sent a Blogger and they have like, oh, I'll say funded or financed. I said, oh, I got sponsorship through Johnson & Johnson. I got this and I got that and I got this one outfit sponsored by, you know, Baby Butt Rash, and I got this lunch sponsored by, cell phone's away. I got this sponsored by Jimmy Dean Breakfast Sausage, you know, all this different stuff, and I'm like, well, what do they do? I mean, do you just write a post later on, or do you just you know, post on your blog to kind of pimp all these places, or do you have to, like, put a bumper sticker on your butt cheek or something? They said, this dress was brought to you by Jimmy Dean Owen, Jimmy Dean Sausage or something like that. So,
were you going to say?
Jimmy Owens? I don't know.
Jimmy Dean Owens?
Jimmy Dean Owens. That's his cousin or something. So,
I don't know how it all works. That's why I'm gonna watch this year, and then next year I'm gonna bang it out.
But at first you're like, oh, I really want to go. I can't.
No, because no.
Then you were like, I want to go. Oh, I can't go.
No.
Oh, I might be able to go, but I can't go.
No, because I found a ticket, an early bird ticket that somebody had to sell for $200. Okay. And I told her I want the ticket, and then like. She's like, oh, somebody else already has it.
Being a woman, she was indecisive and couldn't make a decision.
No.
Me, I was like, go!
She makes this post on this forum. She's like, hey, I have a blogger ticket. I can't go. Does anybody want it? And I'm like, I posted back, I want it. Is it still available? Okay, all like 2 seconds ago. And she's like, yeah, it's still available. So I post back, can I have your PayPal address? Oh, it's gone. Really? Like 2 seconds ago? So I just decided I wasn't going to go because I couldn't get it for $200.
You can't stop talking while I'm still drinking. Okay.
Oh.
I was like, what are you talking? As soon as I take a drink, you stop. I'm enjoying a... Today's...
Nasty.
Today's episode is brought to you by McDonald's Premium Roast Coffee. I like it. See?
Oh. Cold and coffee don't mix.
It's good. So, blogger seems fun for her. But where's the love for the dudes? Where's blog 'em? I think that's it. Blog 'em. That's what we should do. So, if somebody out there wants to last minute send Crystal to blogger, contact me. Anyway, so let's go ahead and jump into what is going on.
Oh, by the way, it's sold out, so it's not like I can go anyways.
Yeah, so. I'm not depressed about it. So, family life. Let's do roll call. What's going on with Peyton?
Oh, Lord.
If you... Listen, it is... Okay, normally... Here. We're pulling back the curtain a little bit. Actually, this show's never behind the curtain, so we're just letting you in on a little piece of the scene here. Normally, we record at, like, midnight on Saturday nights, but today we're recording at 4:13 in the afternoon on a Saturday because we are childless. We have no kids.
Is it childless or kidless?
Childless.
Oh, okay.
Or kidless. Or nobody's hearless. So nobody's here. So it's just me and her. All the kids are with my in-laws / her parents. Because, you know, we just need a time for ourselves. You know, we'll talk about all that in a minute. Anyway.
Peyton.
So he continues
to be hell on wheels.
And not to want to sleep in his bed. He can sleep for 30 minutes, he can sleep for an hour, he can sleep for 2 hours. He can sleep for 6 hours with me in the living room, in the recliner. And as soon as I go to put him in his bed, he decides, oh, it's time to wake up. I'm not sleeping anymore because I'm not on your chest. So... We don't know how he got like this. It's not like we always catered and rocked him. He always went straight from nursing to his bed. So I don't know if it's like the others and he's dreaming about snakes or Two-Face. So I don't know. So we're just trying to figure out what's going on with that. He did the same thing with my father-in-law last night. He had to sleep on the couch with him, you know. So that kind of sucks a little bit. So,
and I'm not one of those parents that could sit there and let him cry in the other room. So we really have no alternative but to cater to him and
like that lady at Walmart. So,
oh my gosh,
we'll talk about her in a minute. So moving on to Rylan, let's see. He continues to pee his pants like he was just riding on he was riding on his big wheel yesterday. And he's gotten good. I mean, he's three. Okay, granted, Taylor, which is six, just started to learn.
I just think it's her legs are longer.
How to pedal, right. Like, and she's fast now. But, like, from before, it's like she couldn't get coordinated right.
Yeah.
But Rylan's three, and I guess because he's a boy, too. So
and
I
his
guess
legs are shorter.
Dudes are just inclined to, you know, figure this stuff out. Dude, there's just things that dudes can do that chicks can't.
No, it's just because y'all are not afraid to do them.
No, like, Taylor's it's just stuff. Make a machine gun sound. Make a, guys, ladies cannot make machine guns. They can't go or anything like. You can't do that.
I spit all over myself.
So she'll go. Do it. Do it. You're not gonna do it.
I can't. I'm smiling.
Or she'll go, or she'll go, or she'll make it to where she tries so hard that'll blow. Okay, go. See? Look at that. So, okay. So, he learned how to do it, and he's great at it. So, he's driving up the driveway, and all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, maybe it did rain the other day, but why is there, like, a stream of water, like, on the ground wherever he went? And he gets out, and he's like, amigo pee-pee. I'm like, what? Yeah, amigo pee-pee. I was like, okay, that's what that is. And he's just soaked. It's like, you couldn't take the time. We know he pisses outside. We know he pees outside all the time. Just go get off the ricycle and pee on the ground. It's not that hard. So,
but it's not just this. I mean, he's constantly peeing in his pants. Now, it doesn't matter the consequence. He's still going to pee in his
the
pants.
The only thing that they're exempt from getting in trouble for is if we are at a place and they're in the car and for some reason I didn't get to a bathroom quick enough, which in turn, they should have said 30 minutes ago, I think I might have to pee. Or I tickle them, and there's a lot of times where they go pee-pee a little bit. You know, so, I go pee-pee. And usually I'm like, that's okay, that's okay. I made you do that. So with Taylor, it is, she does not like to lose. Everything's a contest to her.
Even eating or drinking or peeing. Everything is a contest.
Whoever eats this next french fry wins. Okay, I won. And she already had it in her mouth. You know, or like, whoever takes a drink of this, hold on, let me take a drink. And then whoever takes a drink wins. And she'll like already have the drink up to her mouth. And Riley doesn't even have a drink. So I mess with her. I'm like, you know, whoever's daddy wins. And she's like, oh, that's not fair. You're already daddy. So, yeah. She's very competitive. Mm. She likes Super Mario Brothers 3 on the NES and hates to play regular Super Mario Brothers. She feels like it's too dumb. Just want to let y'all know that. But see, we played them in order. I guess I should have showed her Super Mario Brothers 3 before I showed her Super Mario Brothers 1. So, but she's already been inundated by Super Mario, but the new Super Mario Brothers on, what are you doing? The new Super Mario Brothers on the DS and stuff like that. Which she got a new Barbie game for the DS, which she enjoys because she makes fashion stuff and stuff like that. So she's enjoying that. So, me and you, what's going on with me and you? We decided to take time for me and you last night just to say, hey, we're your parents were like, hey, why don't you let us get the kids, even the baby, stay over. So we were like, you know what? Okay. So we had a good night. We didn't really do anything. The kids went over there at like, what, 10? 10:30, 11?
No, it was like 11:30.
Okay, 11:30. And we just like, hey, we went and watched some TV, went to bed, got up today. I said we should have gotten up, eaten breakfast, and then went back to sleep. That would have been cool. But, you know, it's just great when, like, I was trying to talk to Crystal yesterday, just in the living room. Just say, hey, you know, I love you, and I think you look good. You're hot, you know, let me sit next to you, or on top of you, or around you, or something. Just be near you. And I kept getting, Daddy, how do you do this? Daddy, oh, man, go pee-pee. And I'm like, oh, man, I did not realize on how, of me and her, how interrupted we are. And especially if I'm trying to get a point across and I get interrupted and then I have to cut, okay, where was I? And then I repeat something and she's like, you already said that. I was like, oh, okay. So it's important for parents to have alone time. And we're very lucky and very blessed to have in-laws or parents that live really close and can take over. There are some people that they don't even have parents anymore, or they're, you know, parents of, you know, half the country away or something like that. So, or they have to pay, you know, somebody to watch their kids. So, we're real lucky with that. But, you know, like today, we got up and we didn't eat breakfast. We drank a Diet Coke and then we got out on the road and...
Hey, Diet Coke is my breakfast, okay?
We were... Her dad's trying to start up a business and we went to look at some lease spaces and stuff like that. So, and then we went to Taco Bell, which I must say, they have this new, what was it?
Bacon... Cheddar.
Bacon, cheddar, potato, bacon, cheese, tortilla, beef, bacon, cheddar.
What?
Something like that. It's the potato, bacon, cheese, whatever burrito.
Yeah.
It is like a bacon cheeseburger with seasoned french fries.
Does it really have beef?
Yes. And then taco in it. So it's like bacon cheeseburger, seasoned french fries, and beef tacos all rolled into one.
All I tasted was bacon and cheese.
What more do you need than bacon? Bacon makes everything good.
I wonder how bacon on ice cream would taste.
They have that. They have bacon-flavored Diet Coke, too.
They really?
Yeah, did I show you that picture? Maybe I'll put it on the site. I'm lying, I won't.
Oh.
So, but bacon makes everything good. Let's talk about our stomachs. Yes. They are very, very smooth and taut. And anyway.
Six-pack.
Yeah, I have an 8-pack. I actually have a kick. No, I'm joking. I'm not fat. I just play one on real life. Anyway. We went to an unnamed restaurant last week, and we both got burgers there.
I don't seem to think it's that, because it hit me, like, just yesterday or the day before.
We went Saturday night to eat, and I'm not naming the place because I don't want to get Denny's in trouble. So, you know, I'm not telling who it is, but the kids do eat free there at Denny's, but I'm not saying what place we went to eat at is. So, we went there, and, I mean, it's great. We like going to Denny's. I mean, we like going to this place. I'm not beeping those out. We went to Denny's, and I got the double meat burger, and she got the Swiss burger, and we all ate. The next day, man, I was like, I cannot stand here much longer. I have to go. And it started messing with me. So then Monday, same thing. Went to work, got a cup of coffee. I was like, okay, drank the coffee, ate something. I was like, my stomach is hurting. Crap. So, well, not crap. So then Tuesday, coffee. Ate, stomach hurting. Oh, crap. And then Wednesday, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. Maybe it's the coffee. Maybe because it was July 4th weekend. Maybe they left something in the maker and it could have had, like, some mold in the coffee. I don't know. Or if they cleaned the coffee
pot. He has these weird, like...
Coffee. Maybe they cleaned the coffee pot and the coffee pot cleaner
didn't... He still thinks we're sick from the non-Nestle Toll House cookie dough and...
Yeah, that too.
And the Blue Bell ice cream.
Yeah. Is Blue Bell everywhere?
Huh?
Is Blue Bell ice cream everywhere?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, does everybody have Blue Bell ice cream where they're at? Because we don't know if it's just like...
Texas or Southern?
Blue Bell ice cream, best thing in Texas. That's what
is
we always...
Is that what it says?
I guess. Blue Bell, Texas' favorite ice cream. Brewed. made here in Brenham, Texas. Get you a scoop today. You know, some old man. But I didn't know if it's, you know, nationwide. Maybe it is. Maybe we're just close to the Makers. So, and Wednesday I was like, I'm not going to drink coffee, but I drank a cold coffee, and I still got stomach upset. And I was like, man, I don't know what it is.
It's probably salmonella.
You think? So,
did I say it wrong?
No, you said it right, but my friend at the convenience store goes, man, you're going to get me sick. You're going to give me salmonia. You're going to give me salmonia. You're going to give me sick. I don't want salmonia. So, salmonella, not salmonia. So, I don't know what it was, but now it's hitting Crystal, and it hit her yesterday. So, yesterday was Friday. So, and my system moves extremely faster than hers. So,
I don't know, maybe it was just a virus, and I got it from you or something.
Could have been. I don't know. So, I mean, we're not around each other much, so how did I, you know, get it from you?
I drink after you a lot.
Oh. Hey, guys, do y'all share drinks? Like, we don't share drinks with the kids,
we go with each other.
Yeah, like, we'll go, like, we went to Taco Bell today, and they're like, do you need another drink? I was like, heck no, we're sharing this value meal drink. What are you talking about? You know, so
I figure we already, obviously...
Yeah, we've already at least touched 3 times.
Yeah, you know, so what's the little, whatever.
So, So, another thing I want to talk about is in-laws got new furniture. And I want to tell
you... Nice.
They got nice furniture, but I want to tell you, shopping for other people's furniture sucks when you want new furniture and you don't bring nothing home.
Yeah, but you see, Ryan doesn't need new furniture. He just wants new
furniture.
We
need a new couch.
My parents need it. Okay, my parents are like 49, 50, 49, okay? They have never
bought... How old's your mom?
48. But my dad's 49. Okay. They have never, ever, ever, ever bought new furniture. So, I mean, it was like overdue for them to buy furniture. And I was like, well, we can just bring this one home. I'm like, we have a couch, two leather chairs, and then two other, like, chairs.
Ghetto chairs. One we got free.
They're not ghetto. Oh, well, one's maybe ghetto, but one we got at the dump, and I really like it. It's like...
Wait.
Oh, wait, not the dump.
No, because when you say that, not everybody knows that there's a store called the dump.
I know. That's what, there's, like, a store in Houston that's...
Like, what do you want to do today? Oh, we want to go to the dump. Oh. And I was like, okay. Like,
no, it's a furniture store where they take, like, if a big-name company buys, like, overstock, then they buy, or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. They have a brand-name furniture for cheap.
It's like, kind of like, I guess, I would say the Walmart, but it's not. It's just, like, takes all the all the...
The overstock from the big-name companies.
And says, hey, we'll take care of that for you. Yeah. We'll take care of that. And then they... I mean, huge rugs are like 80% off for real. Like, you know.
Like,
you,
huge, like $4,000 rugs.
And then you go in there and they're like, oh, here are $53. And you're like, what? So, it's pretty neat stuff. We did buy a chair from there, but I call it the throne chair. It's like really, really high back and really, really high arms, so you feel like Skeletor when you're sitting in it.
I like it when I was nursing the baby when he was small.
Yeah. Speaking of the baby, that chair is memorable. Anyway. Okay, so they got new furniture and... I mean, I feel great for them, but I'm like, man, and then,
it's very nice.
And then I'm opening up the Best Buy ad, and I was like, you know what y'all need? Y'all need a new TV. Because, I mean, that's fine. I got a new TV, so they need to get a new TV.
Again, their TV was, like,
yeah,
it was, ancient,
it wasn't
dude.
Even theirs. It was
given to them. Like, everything has always been given to them. They've never really went out. The only thing they've bought since I've known you is, what, a new truck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first new vehicle they have ever bought.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't be jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm just saying, like, I mean, I'm all for it. But this is the way I feel. Just like when we went to Walmart. I was like...
Yeah, he just had to buy something. Really? Do you have to buy something?
I do. I have to buy... It's a stigma from when I was little. I had to buy something because even when we went to the... When we used to go to Randall's, like, when I was little, Nana would always take me and I'd go to the counter and she'd get me two slices of cheese. And... I get, like, a toy or something just for being good. Are you saying I'm not good at Walmart? Do I not behave myself at Walmart? Do I not?
No, I'm just saying, you that doesn't care how much money is spent, and me, the frugalista, oh, is that a word?
It is now.
Hey,
just because you're messing with your email over there now, nobody can hear you. Look at your levels. Look, this is you. And this is me. See?
That's just because you talk like that.
Look, see? Anyway, so, also, the lady in Walmart today with a baby. Let's talk about her.
I could have killed her.
This poor little child, which...
Okay, he was probably, like, maybe at the most, like, a week old. Maybe. I'm stretching it, okay?
Yeah, like, you could still see, like...
You could not.
Like
shut
up. Like the funk when the baby comes out that's all over. They didn't wipe it off good. And then it was yellow skin. It was real jaundice. No. But... It was like a week old. Little head, little body. I think it still had its hospital bands on. And a little hospital bracelet.
Dude, screaming.
Yeah, like yelling. And they're like, oh, look at this. We can get this. And I'm like...
Like not even... I seriously... Like, if Ryan wouldn't have stopped me, I would have said something. And I did. I did say something. I just didn't direct it at him.
You're like turning around going, really? Seriously? Hello? I'm like, go.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
You go this way.
And you hear the baby crying, okay? And not even that. They had, like, probably a 12 or 13-month-old in the cart, like, the basket of the cart.
Guys, that's about a year old, a one-year-old.
And it's standing up, okay? I'm like, these people don't deserve to have children. I'm sorry. They don't deserve it. One... is screaming its head off because they're not paying attention to it, and the other one's going to flip out and break its neck. Really?
She was contemplating really stealing the cart and running.
I was.
But I was like, babe, I don't know if we can make it to Mexico by tonight. So. But
I, like, seriously, like, all these thoughts were going through my head, and I'm like, I was getting really angry. My heart was pounding, and I was like, these people do not deserve those poor children, because, I mean, I'm not saying that anybody that lets their children cry, oh, shame on you. But a little baby like that doesn't know any better, that doesn't know that he can be consoled any other way?
Yeah,
really?
It's been stuck in a watery console preservation chamber for 9 months, and then it comes out, and it's in a temperamental Walmart with all these weird people.
I mean, she shouldn't even have the poor thing at Walmart if she... Oh,
hey, you went
Lord
shopping
Helper.
Like this day you got out of the hospital.
Yeah, but my baby wasn't crying like that either.
My baby.
Heck, I can't even let the babies cry now like that.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm such a bad mom. I'm like, they just crying because... No. I'm like, oh my gosh.
So, anyways, lady at Walmart, if you're hearing me, you suck. Okay? You really suck.
Yeah. Lady at Walmart, you know who you are. Lady... You got a crying kid. Okay. Anyway, so, I'm thinking that's about it. We went a little long last episode, so we're going to cut it short this episode. They're like, why y'all got to cut it short? Y'all ain't got no kids there. So, but I want to talk about some other stuff. Go over to the website, and if you subscribe through iTunes or whatever, go... Do yourself and me a favor. Go to the site, and on the left side of the homepage of the blog, just go there and subscribe area. Put your email address in. That'll give you everything.
Yeah, you'll be resubscribing where you'll get the RSS.
All-inclusive package.
And the podcast. It only updates when you get the podcast, and one will update when you get... When he does a new entry, this one will update for everything.
Because I'm going to start vlogging because I don't have enough time to sit down and type. So it's easier for me to sit in front of our camera and go, hey, this is what's going on, you know, in a minute or two or three. So
Or four.
Or 17. So, hey, one more thing. Did you remember that thing that happened on, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday. And it was, I thought it was cool. It went all around, like, some of the social sites and stuff. But at 12:34 in the afternoon, and I guess you could have done it.
On July 8th of 09.
On July 8th of 09. So it was 12:34 and 56 seconds on 7/8 in the ninth year of 2000.
I'm like, really? Who had the time to sit there and figure that all out?
So it was 12:34, 56 seconds on 7/8/9. And that was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty neat. And some D-bag on Twitter was like, that is so 1 hour ago. And I was like, maybe because you're on the East Coast, dork? And I was like, oh. So I was like, okay. So, anyway, go to the website, daddydigest.com. You can email me, daddydigest@gmail.com. And you can subscribe on iTunes. I'm not going to ask you to write a review because you won't. So, leave some comments. We got Wordless Wednesday every week. I try to find the most bizarre pictures I can find and put them on there.
Yeah, and he takes them all. It's not taken from the internet. He actually takes the pictures.
Yeah, they're not just like, oh, he went and searched. No, I'm really, and I can provide you like with actual like proof they're on my iPhone and stuff. But yeah. I don't know how to do that. But I could if you were here.
Yeah, because he's a freak and he looks for all that word crap. Oh my gosh, you have to go look at the last one though.
Yeah.
We were at a red light, okay? And this homeless dude like has a sign. It's like 25 cents.
And you're like, but oh, then, he's so cheap. He only wants 25 cents.
And then he flips his sign like to the back side and it says, or Harley, any color. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Ryan's like, I've gotta get a picture of that. So he comes over to the car and I said, I'll give you a dollar if you let my husband take a picture of you and your sign. And the dude was like, okay. So his last Wordless Wednesday was taken at 1960 and 45 to the homeless dude. So if you're driving that way, say, hey.
So he's got a sign. The one sign says, hey, give me 25 cents. And the other says, or a Harley of your, or of any color.
Of any color.
And I thought that was just funny. I took both pictures. First, I just took the other one. He's like, hey, for a dollar, get the other one. I was like, okay. So, other than that, I think that's about it. Where can they find you?
www.simplybeingmommy.com.
And we are on Twitter, and you can follow me at Daddy Digest, and you can follow Crystal.
Simply Being Mom.
Yep.
Mom. Not Mommy, Mom.
Yeah, at Simply Being Mom.
Yeah.
So, check me out on Facebook if you want to. I have more people from the interwebs on Twitter than I do on Facebook, so there you have it. So I guess that is about, we cover everything? I think we cover everything? Yeah, I think so. So until next time, say it with me.
I know.
Why? You never say it. You never say it. You
gotta... I can't.
Why?
I can't say it like that.
Okay. Until next time, people. Some of the music provided tonight from the Poncho Ponsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.poncho.com. This music is performed and recorded by the band Uncrowned. Visit them at uncrowned.com. I believe.